Bill Flores joining us. Get a chance to watch any of the game?
Yes, sir, I did. In the last 5 minutes, I had a big dose of stomach acid. I've got to congratulate Gary Blair and our Texas Aggie women for a great victory. Gary picked exactly the right time to beat Baylor.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, exactly. You can go ahead and not fun to lose those other three, or the as we were talking about, they'd lost eight in a row coming into that, but they won at the right time. Today is a kind of an interesting situation, and I don't know how many freshman members of Congress ever end up with a deal like this, where you're actually going to have a members-only meeting, no staff, anybody else, to kind of get the lowdown on what's going on in Libya.
Yes, sir, we are. First of all, it's great to be on WBAP.
Yeah, well,
not WBAP.
You can do that, too.
WTAW this morning. Sorry, wrong brand.
That's okay. It's all right.
Great to be on WTAW again. Any event, yes, we're, the President's National Security Team, Gates, Clapper, Clinton, and Mullen are going to come visit with us this morning, and early afternoon, and give us a classified briefing on what we're doing in Libya. And I'm sure that several of us, like me, have several pointed questions.
Now, there's is there a format already? Is there Q&A afterwards? How's it gonna work?
It's a little bit ill-defined at this point in time, but my hope is that there will be a Q&A period at the end of their formal presentation.
Now, obviously, there's going to be things in there that will not be able to be shared with the general public, and we certainly understand that and respect it. But what are the deepest concerns that you hold right now?
Well, the concerns I hold right now are, I mean, we can talk about process all day long, but let's forget about process. Mm-hmm. We're in it now. So what my concerns are, what is our goal? I mean, the president is still struggling to define that well for us. What are the objectives that we consider to be the measures of success? And then lastly, but very importantly, what's our exit strategy? How do we get out of this? And then I've got another big question, and that is, who's keeping an eye on the big destabilizing force in the Middle East today while this is going on? And that's Iran.
Right.
I mean, to me, we have just given Iran another opportunity to go mess around in other areas, for instance, like Syria.
Yeah, that we were talking about that. As a matter of fact, just this morning, the Syrian cabinet has stepped down. They've resigned, and the leader there is saying that the president says that he'll give over some rights to the individuals, but hadn't happened yet. And then yesterday we had the story that apparently the Muslim Brotherhood is going to step into the gap that is left in Egypt. So that's a sense of concern as well.
Well, these are all very troubling developments to me, and it just shows me, just confirms for me, and I think for most Americans, that we really don't have a well-defined foreign policy effort when it comes to the difficulties in the Middle East.
Speak to it. I find it interesting. It would seem maybe marching orders came from the White House. I don't know. But it seems like Hillary Clinton has, in fact, taken the lead in the position that the government is trying to take here.
Well, she has. I'm almost of the opinion that she ought to take an even larger role. I think between Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton, we could have a cohesive foreign policy strategy that would be much better defined than what we have when the president's been involved.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. You held a news conference yesterday, and the timing was good because the president is going to speak today about updates in the energy policy. But tell us a little bit about what you outlined yesterday.
Well, essentially, Chairman Doc Hastings of the Natural Resources Committee has introduced three bills to undo the impact of the moratorium offshore drilling moratorium that the president imposed last year, and then to begin to look forward in terms of more aggressively drilling offshore to address the nation's energy needs versus this continuing slow playing that the president has done to pull taxpayer resources offline. Our goal is to get more of those online and to get those areas drilled more quickly. And so we've set some standards by which the Department of Interior has to accelerate lease sales based on the potential oil and gas potential of different areas. So, for instance, offshore Virginia would be opened up. And the state of Virginia would like this. They've asked to be part of this because we know there are known reserves in those mid-Atlantic areas.
Now, is this going to be oil and natural gas?
Oil and natural gas, that's
okay.
Correct.
Now, with obviously the problems that we've seen because of Japan that become problematic, is nuclear just on the back burner for quite a while now?
Not that I'm aware of. There are many of us in Congress that understand that there are big differences between the nuclear regulatory program in Japan versus the nuclear regulatory program here in the United States. And I'm very comfortable with the quality and safety of our nuclear program in this country. And I still think, I'm a firm believer, we need more nuclear electrical generating capability and not less.
I see, in looking at the notes in the Wall Street Journal this morning of what the president is going to say in his address at Georgetown, once again, he seems to be pushing more ethanol. You've got a background in the oil industry, obviously. What are your thoughts on ethanol production?
I'd like to see a greater reliance on ethanol, but I'd like to see an ethanol that works and an ethanol that doesn't use our food supply as a feedstock. We had in our Waco town hall meetings, I had one constituent say it better than anybody else could, and he said, we're burning our food when we use biofuels that are based upon our feedstock. If they're based on corn or soybeans or anything like that, we're going the wrong direction. And even Al Gore said something that caught me off guard the other day, and I've never agreed with Al Gore on anything, but I deal on this. And he said that today's ethanol doesn't work.
Yeah, boy, it really doesn't. And as we've talked about before, it's not good for the hoses and the gaskets and older engines and causes problems in your yard equipment. It's it is problematic. Well, of course, on top of all this, then you're kind of on that budget committee, and that's that could be a full-time job in and of itself right now.
Yes, sir. We're going to be in markups next week, and we were told to be prepared to sit in committee from 9 or 10 in the morning till about midnight each night next week. While we put together a budget that's going to dramatically change the shape and size of the federal government for the foreseeable future.
That'll be our conversation for next week. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. Congressman Bill Flores joins us just about every Wednesday when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Well, Scott, it's always great to be on WTAW, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you.